Before we start today's episode of the podcast, I want to share a little bit more about my story. While I've talked about my story here in the podcast, while I've written about my story and other places at Stayforth, maybe you've seen our field notes page where I often write about leadership, I've rarely shared my own story of leadership. So let me catch you up. I was a pastor for 13 years in a local church. And during that time, I developed leaders, including church planters, pastors in other places. And I began to coach leaders across the country. So I've been coaching for about a decade, but about 5 years ago, a significant shift happened to me in my coaching as I began to realize that leaders had plenty of information, but there was a level of overwhelm, which led to unhealth, which led to many leaders burning out. And I realized there actually was a lack of sustainability. Leaders were leading in a way, were pushing in a way, striving in a way that simply was not sustainable. So I began to shift the focus away from just competency and capacity in my coaching and training, which is incredibly important, but is not the full story. I shifted that to a focus in health, to longevity, to ask the question, how can we lead and continue to lead a long time from now in ways that are healthy and sustainable and out of our unique design? Not comparing ourselves to somebody else down the street or on social media or in our city or at a nonprofit that we love, but simply out of who we are, who God has designed us to be. And 2 years ago, I went full-time with that vision with Stayforth. And since then, our team has grown at Stayforth. We have coaches across the country. We have a central team that organizes content and does everything around the experiences and the coaching that we host. There's two things we primarily do. We coach leaders to help them to clarify their obstacles and their next steps. And we host experiences that help leaders replenish. These are four-day experiences in beautiful places where we want to see leaders who are feeling depleted be replenished in their heart, soul, mind, and strength so they can return back to the ministry that God has designed for them. Whether that's through business, whether that's ministry in their family, whether that is a kingdom life lived in their neighborhood or in a nonprofit, changing the world in some way, we want to be part of the journey through coaching and experiences. There are several ways that we live those two things out, but we want you to know that one of those ways is right here on the podcast. We want you to live and lead right side up in an upside down world. It is possible to live and lead well for the long haul without losing our souls in the process. And we work with leaders through coaching every single week who are doing just that. And it is so encouraging. Some of you who are listening, we get the opportunity to coach, we get the opportunity to host on experiences, but we want to invite you into a couple other things. First of all, the Right Side Up community. The Right Side Up community on Facebook is a safe place for you to grow in your leadership, to ask the hard questions, to learn from other leaders who want to live and lead healthy out of their unique design. There's some incredible leaders over there, we promise. We keep those conversations safe. That's a protected space where we are going to make sure that you continue to respond to the questions, to learn from other leaders, and we want to facilitate that. Sometimes we do live streams in there. We'll bring podcast episodes over there sooner. We'll just kind of let you behind the scenes of some of the conversations we're having with some incredible leaders. The second opportunity for you is called our Right Side Up Journal. Our Right Side Up Journal, we created as a companion tool to coaching. We realized coaching simply wasn't enough. Every other week with a coach for 90 minutes is incredible, but people need daily checkpoints, markers along the way, opportunities to declare a purpose for each day, to create some time blocking and some batching, and for leaders to get organized. And I can tell you, I use this journal every single morning, and this journal is an incredible 3-month process in health, in impact and longevity. You can track your steps along the way. And we have hundreds of leaders across the country who use this every single morning. Groups use this together. Teams go through this. Church staffs go through this together. And the Right Side Up Journal is an incredible tool. And the last one is called Tuesday Tune-Up. This is a practical email that's delivered every single week. And the question that started our Tuesday Tune-Up was, what if in 5 minutes a week, you could get something in your inbox that actually helped you make a practical change to your leadership? And we are delivering that Tuesday Juneau. Let me tell you where to find these places. Right Side Up Community. Just head on over to Facebook. Make sure to like the Stay Forth page, but then you can just request access. We'd love for you to come in there and introduce yourself. The Right Side Up Journal. You can go to rightsideupjournal.com. That's rightsideupjournal.com. Check it in the show notes below. And Tuesday Tune-Up, you can get this email delivered to you every single Tuesday by simply going to tuesdaytuneup.com. Again, find that in the show notes. We would love for you to track along with who we are at Stay Forth Designs. If you're interested in a replenishing experience or coaching that helps you clarify, head on over to stayforth.com and check out our experiences, check out our coaching. Friends, we are not just a podcast. We are a community of leaders who want you to live and lead healthy for the long haul. They want you to live out of unique design so you continue to live and lead well for the long haul. Friends, you don't have to burn out. You don't have to flame out if you live and lead how God has designed you. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Congrats on a new year. I know 2021 had mixed reviews for you, for others, for me. There's a great bit of joy and a great bit of pain, I bet, that you find as you look in the rearview mirror. I'm coming to you from about 12,000 feet. I'm on a solo hike in the snow, and I just wanted to take a few minutes to help you apply your goals well to this next year. As a leadership coach, and frankly, just as a person, as a fellow human, I have had all kinds of good goals. And I have seen many times me come up empty on those goals. In fact, for years, I would forget what my goals were that I had to turn into my supervisor. I would forget what I was even pushing toward. And then somewhere down the line, 6, 9, let's be real, some months, that next December, realizing that I hadn't actually gone after those goals. So I have learned 4 P's that have been very helpful to me, and I think will be very helpful to you, to assume that you have created some goals this year. I want to assume if you're a leader, you're listening to this podcast, you're tracking along with Stay Forth Designs, that you have ambition, you have dreams, you have desires. So I'm assuming, hopefully fairly, that you are not a slacker, that you have big dreams for this year. Maybe even you're a little bit terrified about this next year as you think about that question, how am I going to accomplish these big goals in 2022? So these 4 P's, I want to lay them out very simply for you as I huff and puff my way down the mountain. Number one, connect your goals to purpose. I don't just mean what is the purpose of that goal. I mean your big purpose. Like Simon Sinek talked about in Start With Why, the big why that anchors your life. Maybe you have a mission statement. At Stay Forth, especially in our vision refresh times with leaders, we help them craft their unique design statement, how you are uniquely designed to impact the world. Now with that, it's really important that you anchor your goal for 2022 back to your unique design statement, your mission statement, your big why, whatever you have written down. If you don't have that, please take some time now to create that. There's no time like the present to create something that anchors you. A big statement that says, this is why my life matters, how God has uniquely designed, shaped, and empowered you to go do that thing. So connect that goal back to it. Maybe you're writing this down on a sheet of paper. Maybe you are kind of storyboarding this on a whiteboard. Maybe this is in your journal. I don't care how you write it down, but make sure your 2022 goals connect back to your big purpose, your greater purpose within this. Guys, I cannot stress that enough. That is key. Those are the mistakes that I have most often made with my goals. But I believe that if you can connect it there, then you realize why it actually matters. The second P, beyond connecting it to your purpose, you need to design a plan. This may sound obvious, but it's amazing to me how many leaders have this huge, lofty dream out there
that's a someday, but they do not have a plan. If you've put that goal down in 2022, you need to have a plan. And a plan really is how you are going to get there. That's going to involve things like deadlines, sub goals along the way. Think about it like a journey toward that goal. You're going to have some waypoints. You're going to have some things that need to be true along the way. If it's just a dream, a hope, a wish, that is not a plan. There's this quote by the prophet Anonymous that haunts me. It says, unsure of our direction, we double our speed. Unsure of our direction, we double our speed. Now, the reality is this is how rescue stories get started. The person is not sure exactly where they are going, not sure if they're on course or not, so they begin to walk or run faster toward that thing. Unsure where it is, flailing in the wind, pushing hard, driving as hard as we possibly can. We're not sure what we're heading toward, but we sure are going there fast. Be very careful that you are not directionless. You don't have this big thing up in the air just because other people told you to create goals, but you have no idea how to accomplish that. Again, number one, anchor that goal back to your purpose. Secondly, create a plan to actually accomplish that goal. And I would encourage you to run that plan by other people, making sure that it is realistic. The third thing is your pace. Determine your pace. Is that a goal that's going to happen in the first quarter that you need to run toward very hard right now? Or is that something that's going to happen in October for you? And you need to make sure that you pace yourself, you have more waypoints along the way, and to make sure that you are not running too fast. Is this a sprint or is this a marathon for this year? Does this come at the beginning of the year? Does this come at the end of the year? And you need to plan accordingly. You need to make sure if this is in the first quarter that you clearly write it into the first quarter, create those deadlines, work your way backwards. And friends, I'm all for aggressive goals, for stretch goals that have you stretching the next 10, 20, maybe even 30%, but make sure they are realistic. I see a lot of leaders have these massive dreams, but not have created the plan and have improper pacing and just get exhausted. Primo example of this is the gym. You'll see the gym parking lot that's full. You'll struggle to find a spot. You wonder, how in the world am I going to get into the gym? All of the machines are taken. Well, that's January 10th. What about March 10th? And May 10th and October 10th, are the same people still going to be going to the gym? Making sure that that pace is realistic. I remember running a beginning of the year race several years ago, and we ran this with our kids, my nephews. I remember my nephew passing me in the first, 100 or 200 yards of the race, looking at me like, chump, old guy, you got nothing. And I just kind of winked and smiled at him, thinking, I'll see you in about half a mile. Sure enough, half mile down the line, he was walking, and he ended up barely finishing that 5K race. In the end, it is the tortoise, my friends. I'd rather you accomplish it in October than push to try to accomplish that by March and not be able to hit that. This is very, very important. Otherwise, you can give up on your goal setting. Once you give up on one goal, especially with an improper pace, it's easier to give up on the next and the next and say, I hate goal setting. It's not for me. It's never really worked. So those first three, and then I'll give you the last one. Connect it or anchor it to your purpose. The second is to make sure you have a plan, a realistic, actual, sustainable plan. The third one, make sure you know your pace. What pace are you going at? And the fourth one is people. Make sure to connect it to the right people. You cannot accomplish your goals alone. Let me say that again. You cannot accomplish all of your 2022 goals by yourself. Guys, I found this to be so true for me, is that if God has given me a big goal or dream, then I need big partnerships to be able to accomplish that. For you, it may be somebody else that has a unique skill. It may be feedback that other people, you need to socialize that idea, and they will help you create a better plan. For some people, it may be finances. For others, it may be your team. There's that crucial piece that's missing on your team that you need to develop or create that team member. Create the revenue for that, create the space for that, create the volunteer role for that before you can actually offload that thing and you can make sure that you delegate it to the right person. I don't know what that is for you, but let me just say that God doesn't give us big dreams or goals to accomplish alone. When I look back in the mirror or the rearview mirror, I see partners that have come along at the right time to be able to help hone the ideas God's put on my heart, maybe to help voice them to other people more. I've been discouraged sometimes, thinking that a goal will never happen. It certainly won't happen during the year. And there's one particular goal last year that I thought was a 5-year goal or dream that ended up being something we accomplished within the quarter. Why? Because we had partners. We talked to people who were like-minded, like-hearted, and this 5-year dream goal came to life. And it was a beautiful thing to be part of, and a beautiful thing to have partners along the way, to not shoulder that burden alone that honestly never could have happened in that quarter if we were by ourselves on that. I'm going away next month to be able to do a mastermind of sorts. And if you're unfamiliar with the term mastermind, essentially you get other people who are invested in your success, a small group of people who are willing to give you honest feedback. Things stay confidential in that group. For me, I find it helpful to go away somewhere else. And last year, we went away just for one night. It was kind of 24 hours together, and we began to give each other such good encouragement and feedback that there were some things that it unlocked in my life. It unlocked in Stayforth. And frankly, I want to go do that again this next year. So we are committing the time, the energy, the money, the flights to be able to go and stay for 3 days, to be able to give feedback, to give encouragement, and to be those partners that all three of us need. Now, we'll create a slight agenda, just enough structure. We'll come in with things that we want help on. We want strategy, ideas, encouragement. Frankly, we want to hear, is this a good idea or not? Do you see me doing this? Am I completely crazy? I know I'm crazy, but am I completely crazy here to be thinking about this? And more than likely, they'll say the idea is good, but it needs this or this. Have you thought about this? You could make it better by doing this. Friends, let me just remind you of these four P's. I know you have excitement, but excitement alone is not enough to accomplish your goals. You need to anchor it back to your purpose. You need to make sure that you have an actual realistic plan on how to get there, waypoints along the way included. You need to determine the correct pace. How fast are you running toward this goal? To run, position, stretch yourself accordingly. And the fourth thing is you need the right people around you. Don't try to go after these goals right now. Don't try to go after these goals by sprinting toward all of them. Don't try to go after these without a plan. And certainly do not try to go after these goals alone. Friends, this could be an amazing year. I am dreaming and praying for big things for you, for our coaching clients we have here at Stayforth. If you guys are listening in, we love you. We pray for you as coaches. We are invested in your success. And I am also excited personally about some of the goals and dreams that God has put on my heart, in my life, and I'm following the four P's myself. I'm excited to share something later in the year. I can't share it just yet, later in the year, that I will be personally taking a risk on this year. And we at Stayforth have a couple of big risks this year in order to better equip you to live as God has uniquely designed you. Friends, who you are matters more than what you do. You can live and lead right side up in this upside down world. If this was helpful to you, go ahead and share this to a friend. Maybe invite a friend to have feedback on this. Maybe invite a friend to a mastermind. We would love to hear stories of how you applied this podcast episode. We'll catch you guys on the next episode, Right Side Up Leadership Podcast.